Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
You know what else I love? I love queso and chips all over my shirt. That's what I love. That's what you do here. You know what else you do here when you come to the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio? You touch the beads. It's just the most interesting backdrop that I know of, just bunch of beads. I think you can get him to all swing. Let's try it. I gotta get back on book. This is I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'll tell you this, San Antonio. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have good weed. Cause that's right, everybody. I'm at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas. Got a really fun bench to put my stuff on, and I would also, since it's Memorial Day weekend, I'd like to see some memorable name tags. Memorable. Oh, I will never forget this one that says Mad Max Fury Ray, because it's got little tiny bottles on it. What is that, Jim Beam, and what's the other one?
Bacardi.
All right. Are there drinks you could put both of those in? Or what happens if you put both those, if you just pour them both in your mouth and then just jump up and down?
Delicious.
It'd be good? All right. Thanks, dude. Holy shit, there's some big name tags. We got Ghost Justers, because your name is Juster. The Prince Jess Bride, that's very nice. You got lots of people up on there you think might be coming by. Here's the interesting thing about doing the show here this weekend is that Comic-Con, San Antonio Comic-Con is going on. Lots of great people there. I didn't ask any of them to come here. When I found out Comic-Con was the same weekend, I was like, oh shit, I hope people show up because I think there's a lot of crossover in my crowd and the Comic-Con crowd. Like, are some of you going or have been to Comic-Con this weekend? Yeah, all right. So it doesn't grip the city like... You can't do a show on Saturday afternoon in San Diego during that Comic-Con. Although maybe I could, I don't know. There's a really cool Star Wars poster over there, so I have a good feeling about your chances. I saw O'Brien, Where Art Thou on the internet, right? You posted it? Yeah, you did a good job of guessing who one of the guests is going to be today. I also saw this Reservoir Robs poster, which is a series of Robs. Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr. Who else is on there? You, of course. Your name's Rob. Who are the other Robs on there?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Zombie.
Rob Lowe, Rob Halford.
Margot Robbie. You did a great job with that. Everybody did a great job. Thank you for bringing those. Lots of light-up ones. Mostly clustered in the front. I like when the people in the back not only donate, make a name tag, they get here later. And or I guess they buy their tickets later. Are the seats assigned? No? Okay, that's good. So it's first come, first serve today. So Mad Max Fury Ray, was you were first in line to come in here? Did you pop in and get some driving education in the lobby while you were here? That's it. That was interesting. There's even a person taking the class who's like, Doug Benson, what's going on? I'm like, I think you're taking a class, dude. What am I, the pizza guy in Fast Times? Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles on Monday, May 29th at 9 o'clock. That's going to be a goodie. I'll be back on the Jason Ellis Show on Sirius XM. You listen to that? Nice. Tuesday morning from 8 to 11 Pacific time. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday, June 3rd, 4:20. All of my dates and deets and links, oh my, are at douglovesmovies.com. All right, that could have been better. And I'm very happy to announce, based on the turnout today on a beautiful, beautifully hot day, while Comic-Con is going on, isn't there also some rock, River Rock Festival thing happening? Like, it's a big weekend, and you guys showed up, so I really appreciate it. And, yeah, clap it up. But I am happy to announce that Doug Loves Movies will be right back here at LOL Comedy Club on Sunday, December 17th at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm on the six-month plan with you guys now. That's how much I like it here. I brought some, you know, I traveled with some odd items and maybe a little bit of weed, so TSA is doing a great job. They're looking for the right things. I got a Peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. Some gum that I got recently that's got a funny label on, a funny packaging. It says, ice cream, you scream, the police come, it's awkward. On the front of this gum, I don't get it. Oh, I also got some candy cigarettes. Yeah, Victory Candy cigarettes. Those were both from, I was at the Hangout Festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and I got lots of stuff from there, including, here's a beach ball that advertises something that doesn't, I don't need to mention on the show because I don't care about them. And then Hangout 2017 beer koozie and a copy of my CD promotional tool and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And all the stuff brought by my three, it's nobody's first time at the rodeo today. These are established guests on the show that pretty much know how the games work and are all here to win. Please give a big warm welcome to Mark Norman, Dale Cheeseman, and Jacob Siroff. Big room. It takes a minute to get up onto the stage, but here they are.
Hey.
Let's say hi to him first, headlining all weekend here at this club. It's Mark Norman.
Thank you, thank you. I've had three shows, and none of them had this many people combined. So it's good to see what a room full looks like. Yeah. Also, we look like a Weezer cover band, don't we? Holy shit. We're Geezer.
I've seen Weezer cover bands called Geezer.
Oh, is that right?
More than one, actually.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I didn't steal that. Sorry.
Are you having a nice time in San Antonio, Mark?
Yeah. Good times. I got shithoused, banged a real fatty. So, you know, everything's bigger in Tejas, baby. She had huge labia. So, yeah. I like a large lady, so that's not derogatory. Oh, here she comes now. This is her. I'm just kidding. We go way back.
Takes a lot to make me uncomfortable.
Thank you. That's a lot of cocaine on there.
Well, this seems like a good time to say the words, Dale Cheeseman is back.
Hey. Good to be back.
He's been on the show here. He's been on the show in Houston. But more importantly, he's the most recent champion on the show. And like how I think they should do it on At Midnight, I like to invite the champion to come back right away. Usually doesn't work out logistically. Like, you won't be able to join us on Monday in Los Angeles if you win again tonight, right?
I don't know. Check out my Patreon to go fund my ticket to L.A. in case I win today. Because I barely made it here. It was a 3-hour drive. I need your money.
Well, I'm glad you made it, and I'm glad you're here to compete against, let's just say it, it's Jacob Siroff, everybody.
Let's say it.
Who has felt, I don't know if you all heard the Houston show, I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, I apologize to people who listen to episodes out of order for God knows what reason, but Jacob felt kind of slighted by the rule changes that I made in the final game in Houston the other night.
When you say champion, in my mind I see an asterisk on the end of the reigning champion.
Oh, so I'm not here legitimately.
No, you're here legitimately. I'm playing on a protest.
You talked him into bringing me back so then you could show everyone the truth.
Yeah.
Well, no, and then I get sent back to
Houston. I just want
to
lose fair and square. I came to lose fair and square.
Easy, nerds.
Cheeseman's become my Newman. I told him that before the show. Like, Cheeseman.
Siroff.
Yeah, I like building up rivalries on this show.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun for people, you know?
Yeah, Cheeseman's like that Indian kid on American Idol that just kept getting far and nobody knew how.
Sanjaya?
Sanjaya, yeah. You're the Sanjaya of Douglas movies.
That kid was a delight.
Yeah. So was Cheeseman.
Who are you, Clay
Aiken? He had a good sense of humor, that Sanjaya. I made fun of him and he didn't mind it.
Well, I feel really genuinely appreciative of this insult. It's a weird way to go.
You might have to change your Twitter bio from I'm on Douglas movies to I get roasted by Jacob Siroff on Douglas movies.
I'm a punching bag on a podcast.
Yeah.
No. I'm a fan. I'm a Cheeseman fan.
That's why I built this body specifically for punching bag purposes.
All right, let's talk prize bag, you guys. What did Mark Norman bring for the prize bag today?
Oh, boy. Well, I am staying in a hotel, so I...
Oh, nice. Hotel items.
Yeah. So I stole a hell of a Lunchables from the hotel lobby, little market. But this is good stuff, fresh. It was in the fridge today. You got your cheese, you got your deli disc, and your cracker there. So
I'm everywhere.
Can't go wrong with this, and it's very nostalgic, and I'm sorry, it's not good.
That's it?
Well, I also have a nice cold Dos Equis lager.
We could get him a fresh one, I guess.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll buy you a couple beers I'll get you a gift card to my show tonight.
Hey, yeah. Who's planning to come see Mark tonight anyway?
Ah, fuck.
I am. I was going to come. Now I don't want to anymore.
No, there's some people over there, or just somebody trying to make it sound not too terrible.
I'll put you on the list. Free show, baby. Yeah. All right, we might have some people.
Or we could just stage a sit-in. Everyone could just refuse to leave after this show, and then your 8 o'clock will be packed. Because those other 10 or 15 people that are coming could fill in some of the spots.
Be impressed. Like, damn, we bought these tickets weeks ago. I thought I was the biggest Mark Norman fan in San Antonio.
I always, you know, I have a couple of people that work with me on stuff, and one of them, like, reaches out to the clubs and asks where ticket sales are at, so I know which ones to promote more, you know, and which ones are, like sold out, and I put sold out on the website and that sort of thing. And for whatever reason, some clubs are harder to get a hold of than others, but this club said 3 weeks ago that 70 tickets have been sold, and then I never got an update since then. So I was walking around San Antonio yesterday and today kind of thinking, there might be just 75 people there. And it's going to be fun anyway, because those people are awesome. But it turns out there's even more awesome people here.
Yeah.
I was right about this place. What do you got for the bag, Jacob?
Okay. I usually, God, I feel better about it after seeing Mark's prize. But I feel like in the past I brought some really cool shit. I did not bring the heat in Houston, but I figured I'd keep that tradition going here. So I got this baseball hat that our friends, what are they called? Dirty Heads. Our friends Dirty Heads. We perform with them on
New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve. So it's a hat that says Chalice on it. I don't know what it means, but there's like bongs and microphones and stuff on the back. And
looks like a hat of a guy who hits his girlfriend.
It does look like that. And that's funny you say that because I have a wife beater that comes with it.
Oh, hey, look at that.
And a fedora.
And wait, I want to do an impression of the person that wears this hat.
Oh, please.
Is it a micro impression or?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be quick. What do you mean this club has a dress code? Yeah, sorry, sir, no stupid hats. No, it's pretty cool. They gave me one that's a little bit more, has a more of a subtle logo on it. I think it's Cutlass brand, I think. Might be what this is. I don't know.
It seems weed affiliated because there's like a smoking bong on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's very weedy.
Yeah, we all like weed. And then I brought, of course, DVD being the new vinyl. I brought Fargo and Big Lebowski because I'm sure nobody's seen these movies.
And, good choices.
Fargo and Big Lebowski. Wow.
And I will. I'll sign those for you. I'm not a Coen brother, but I'm probably the only Jew here, so I feel like that's close enough.
You're Jewish?
You couldn't. Yeah.
Here, Dale. Could you pass that back to Jacob so he could sign those?
That. Oh, fun.
Yeah. Really like to get your signature on there. I always think it's fun to sign things that you have nothing to do with. They show it to people later. They're like, what? Why did... What?
He crossed out Joel and Ethan Coen there.
It's now a film by Jacob Siroff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Easy as that. Wow. I get it, Carlos Mencia. I would have been doing this years ago. Now I understand. Shots fired, Carlos.
Take that, half Latinos.
The current king of comedy, Carlos Mencia.
Now, Fargo was a TV show first, right?
Nuh-uh.
I'm just joking.
You could be that naive about some things, right?
Not like that.
Not that. No, you knew what you were doing there. Wait, who'd you crossed out? John Goodman?
Yeah, well, maybe he's all Jewish.
Jacob Syrup?
He wants to be Jewish in the movie so bad. So,
oh, you know. Right. He doesn't bowl on Shomer Shabbos.
Yeah.
All right, Dale, what do you got?
Glad the bar was set so low today. Once again, I'm staying perpetually at my girlfriend's place, so I just took some of her stuff. I've got earrings by a company called Fashion Jewelry. Top class. More Korean skincare products.
Ooh.
And then a tambourine, because you never know.
Hey!
Never know.
Never know when a Fleetwood Mac concert's going to break out.
Oh, and googly eyes for fingering. It's like a... you clip it around your hands, so then it's like your hands doing more work.
What are you really supposed to do with it?
I have no idea. I just found them. They've been in my place for too long, and neither of us knew what they were for. All right, it's not a Lunchable. I mean,
you goddamn right, it's not.
You can put it on your hand and feed the Lunchable to it. and then just bird feed yourself.
Yeah, pass that Lunchable down here.
All right.
I want to put it in this hot bag for an hour.
Like, as a parent, like, you don't, it's like, I don't know if there's parents here, like, it's like a thing, you don't send your kid to school with Lunchables because the other parents will judge you and think you're a shitty
parent. Is that right?
Yeah, totally.
What?
Like, my kids beg for them. I'm like, no, like, I gotta, that's going to make me look bad.
Oh,
you can eat them in private.
Is anybody hungry for Lunchables right now? You are? Where are you?
You see? The crowd wants it.
You said that? You were kidding? You're kidding about Lunchables? How dare you?
Yes,
no,
true.
I don't think the winner wants it an hour from now. I think now's the time to pounce on this Lunchable.
Will you eat it right now?
And I want someone to enjoy it. So will you have it right now? You'll eat it right now? There you go.
Oh, come on, Doug.
That's the great thing about Lunchables. You can throw them.
Jesus, that was $2.99.
But you stole it.
The crackers, they didn't even break. Look at that.
She's making a hole. Going to come over and say, you can't bring in your own food, ma'am.
Look at that. You're like a little chef.
Oh, I want one if you're doing that.
You see?
You better have brought enough for the whole class.
It's not so bad.
They need to hire her here.
I think it's a hit.
Could pull out a Ziploc bag of carrots and offer to trade.
She's serving the crowd now. She's serving other members of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. It's like a soup kitchen.
You know what? I'm going to need some more Tito's and soda to wash this down. Please.
You haven't eaten any yet. You haven't eaten any yet.
Yeah, you should have some. That was the idea.
Wait a minute, Jew face. There's a pork product in there.
Oh. I'll regurgitate that while I'm getting my tattoos removed later.
Oh, right. Yes, and snip that foreskin while you're at it.
I love my foreskin.
Also, what are you doing here on a Saturday?
Just as his backstage flicking the lights on and off and stuff, playing with electricity.
Those damn loopholes.
All right, let's start with Dale. What was the last movie you saw?
We watched Unbreakable.
And you heard about that they're making Unbreakable 2, right?
I thought Split already kind of...
No, they're tied together.
They're doing universes for every movie.
Yes, everything's got a universe now.
There's going to be some weird, like, heartfelt movie, and right at the end of it, Morgan Freeman and the old lady from Driving Miss Daisy are going to be in it. You're like, what? These two movies are in the same universe? This is Green Lantern.
The lady from Driving Miss Daisy is dead.
So was the guy in Star Wars and half the other movies that come out. They're just CGI.
Right, they're CGI. Kurt Russell died years ago. But that's a good movie, that Unbreakable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's my favorite Shyamalama.
Yeah, I showed it, my girlfriend, I showed it to her because she hadn't seen it before, and she kept...
My girl! No, wait.
And she kept, like, calling every twist super early. When I was building up, it was like, you'll never guess what happens in this movie. It was pissing me off, and then she loved it, and then she's like, oh, let's watch another M. Night. And I was like, see, now you're going to learn your lesson. You got too cocky. I'll start you off with The Village. Really bring you down.
Lady in the Water was on HBO the other day, and I like tried to watch it, but it's just, I'm like, what is it? What, this is a movie?
Yeah.
What is even going on?
It's surreal bad.
It's very strange. I love Paul Giamatti, you know, and he commits to the role, but... Weird. Jacob, what was the last movie you saw?
It's actually funny. I saw a little bit of The Village yesterday in the hotel room, but the last movie I saw in its entirety would be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. For the second time. And I'm sure it's been talked about a lot on Doug Loves Movies. But
have you ever showed a Doug Loves Movies audience your Groot tattoo?
I don't think so. It's a Rocket and Groot tattoo.
Rocket and Groot.
Yeah.
I think it's about time.
Oh, really?
I think they'd like to see it.
That's like, it's pretty, okay.
It's kind of intense. You're getting into Bert Kreischer territory. You're going to have to take your shirt off.
I don't care. I'm sexy. I'll
check this shit out, you guys.
I'll hold up a microphone to it.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh, wow. Man.
Right?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
It's intense, this guy up front says. The Lunchable Lady's girlfriend, boyfriend.
So since you have it tattooed on your body, it was pretty important to you that this series go on and continue to be good.
Yeah, I didn't... by the way, that was a really weak applause for, like, taking my shirt off and shit. whatever.
I think people thought you were
You guys
sick.
Have never seen anybody that thin in Texas, I guess. That's just not how you guys kick it. That's not how you guys kick it.
It's a good joke.
But you're less fat than Houston, so you always have that. You have that.
That's true.
It's a close second.
The escalator's out. That could have hurt us.
Yeah, you can't even, they won't even let you just walk up it. It's like blockaded.
Yeah.
Like to add insult to injury.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Fuck you if you like these better than stairs when they're broken.
Right.
So Guardians is, it's amazing. It's like, I think it's like an A+, but the first one's an A++. And I think it's funnier than the first one. And that's the one way. And
I think that's reasonable.
And I thought Drax stole it. It's like a friend of mine, Justin Foster, a comedian friend of mine, said it's like in between movies they decided to make him the best character. And I kind of thought
I thought every character was brought up a notch. And when I think about which one's my favorite, I just start bouncing around to different ones. I thought Gamora had the least amount of interesting stuff to do of all the returning characters. But then there's a bunch of great new characters too.
Yeah.
Like, I just really like that world and what he's doing with it.
The sister thing seemed, that was my one complaint, that seemed a little quick, the way the sisters got, you know, rebonded.
Well, it's not, you know, but that's probably a little bit too much to say.
Oh, okay. God, it's been like, okay. I assume we've all.
I don't know what's a spoiler anymore at this point. How long has that movie been out? Like 4 weeks?
Right?
3 weeks?
But
she 2 weeks? Okay, it's been out since yesterday. We should shut the fuck up about it.
I agree with you that about her, but I think she did have some of my favorite moments, like in the opening when she just stops and says hi to Baby Groot. Like, that's one of my favorite moments in the film.
Yeah, that's the opening title sequence is amazing. I just watched that on a loop. And but I was going to say, though, Drax, the thing about him is that he finds when he laughs at something, he laughs really hard, and it's always something that his laughter, as a result, is a very mean thing to do.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Well, maybe that's why
he's so boisterously laughs so hard at things that are like when something terrible happens to somebody.
I hadn't thought about it, but you're making me realize that's why I like him, because I relate to him as an insult comic.
Yeah.
He's like the Don Rickles of the Guardians.
Yeah. He's very funny in it, and they didn't like do that. They didn't run into the ground the idea that like if you say something, he takes everything literally. They didn't like. It's almost like he's easing into understanding how the other characters speak.
And I don't know how big of a spoiler, and I'll wrap
it up. Oh, shit.
But no, there's a moment where the empath girl, what's her name again? Fucking
the
Mantis, thank you. Where she like puts her hand on
Why do they call her Mantis? That's a weird name.
Mantis, I guess.
Oh, Mantis.
Buggish, yeah.
I thought she was saying Mantis.
Like Mantis, yeah. This is a Fight Club reference. There's a moment where she puts her hand on him, and she's crying, and he's just stoic, and it's like that was a cool moment that we're like revealed, like what he's going through all the time would make like a normal person like break down in tears. Like that was a great moment in the film. I need to see that again. Actually, that's a good movie.
It's all playing right next door at the Alamo Draft House. Yeah, I like that place. Mark,
yay!
Last movie you saw.
I saw it on a plane. I'm off Big Flyer. It was a movie. It's not good. It's called Bleed for This with the kid from Whiplash.
Miles Teller?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a very famous... It's a boxing movie.
And it's really bad and cheesy and... They got to stop making boxing movies.
They're
it's
hard.
Done.
Yeah.
We're done. We did it. We nailed
Southpaw
it.
Southpaw got so much...
Southpaw
like,
was horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. Everyone loved it. It was a great boxing movie, and I was like, there wasn't even boxing.
Yeah.
It was just kid issues.
Right, right. It's Whitey. Whitey wants to box, but we're just, you know, it's not going to happen. Rocky was the last guy. We did it.
But the one you just saw is based on a true story.
Based on a true story, and it's a cool story, but it's so cheesy. Anytime a movie has five guys walking up to the camera in slow motion, you know it's going to be bad.
Starting with Reservoir Dogs.
But they were
good.
That
was stinker.
Good. That one was the last one.
Yeah, right? Sometimes there's sort of a parody of that. Like in Deadpool, they parody it where they're walking to the music. And
well, that's fun.
So much,
yeah.
It's fun, but yeah, you're right.
They did it in Garden. There weren't five of them, but the moment where they left Rocket on the ship and they're walking in slow motion.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, fuck you, Mark.
They parodied Swingers as well.
If you do it, you got to do it with a wink.
It's a wink.
Yeah.
In Swingers, they do it in a guy's trips, which was a nice little touch.
Yeah. But what I want to see that movie Chuck, that where Liev Schreiber plays a boxer, because that guy's always great.
He's good. Jew.
So I'd like to see that.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber's a Jew. Yeah, he's a tough Jew.
Big, fat, scary Jew.
Tough, scary Jew, yeah. I met the real guy, Chuck Wepner. That's
oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, the bleeder?
Yeah, the bleeder. Yeah.
Has he done this show?
Bayon bleeder. No, I'm a big boxing nerd. I go to the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
For like induction weekend and stuff.
You look like a poor boxer from the 30s.
That's pretty accurate. There was a lot of Jewish boxers in the 30s.
Thin, wiry.
Before we figured out that, you know, we didn't need to do that anymore. Thanks to media, et cetera.
Isn't that crazy? We're Jewish boxers. That's how bad you guys had?
That was like a thing, yeah. We were poor at one point. It's hard to imagine now.
Crazy.
Am I your first Jew, guys? Have you guys met Jews before?
It was, let me ask you this. Since you know so much about boxing and movies, was Jake LaMotta a Jewish man?
No.
LaMotta.
He's Polish.
Oh, LaMotta.
LaMotta.
I thought it was LaMotta.
I totally missed that joke.
I missed it too. That was good.
That was good. Maybe if you would have went with Jake LaGafiltafish, it would have been more. I would have been.
Yeah.
I was going for a drink I don't have. Sorry. Crap.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, yeah. I think I told the lady.
Oh, you did?
I'd like a Dos Equis with extra cocaine, please.
That's my order.
Did I ask everybody that?
Oh, yeah.
Now I got a new question, Mark. Yeah, but you get to think about it. Raise your hand when you have an answer.
All right.
Because for everybody, this is a tough one. But these guys, I just asked them it a couple nights ago.
7 inches.
You told me 6 last
why
night.
Would that be a
why well, would that a true be story.
A, why would you have to think about that and raise your hand when you have the answer? What is the best movie that I've never seen? Like, you have to think of a movie that's great, but it's so obscure to you that you think there's a chance I haven't seen it.
Interesting. Are we talking documents?
Can be any kind of movie. Just all has right. to be a movie.
Boy, oh boy. How long do I have to think about it?
Well, these other guys might answer before you. You could think about it during that time.
What's the one I showed you earlier? The Adventure, the Molly Ringwald Forbidden Zone. Do you remember? I already forgot the title.
Okay, so that's the great movie I haven't seen?
Yes, the Adventures in the Forbidden Zone.
You really
Zone.
Think it's great? Whatever. Space Hunter.
Space Hunter.
Adventures in the Forbidden Zone.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going with that.
Starring a guy from television.
Yeah, Strauss.
Peter Strauss.
Yeah,
and Molly starred Ringwald. In the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man back in the day. And then Molly Ringwald. Yeah.
You gotta see
and it. And it's a spacey, it's a knockoff, one of the many movies that came out post-Star Wars.
Yes.
I got one.
All right.
Say it?
Yeah, because so far we got nothing.
Bicycle Thief?
What? Why wouldn't I have seen Bicycle Thief?
Ah, damn it. I tried to go old and foreign.
No, but the new Michael Bay one. Have you seen the new Michael Bay Bicycle Thief?
Yeah, it's a crotch rocket.
You better give me back that bicycle. Well, good feel right. bad. Have you thought of one, Dale?
Yeah, I want to take you back in time when I suggested Predestination, the time travel time loop movie.
We're going to go back to that again?
It's great. You like shrugged it off because one guy... Has anyone seen Predestination? One person again.
A couple.
That's how good this movie is. One person in every city.
Did you love it? Yeah? Why doesn't everybody, if it's so great, why isn't everybody watching it and loving it?
It's from Australia.
Oh, it's from Australia.
Hey, Pat. That's like one of the worst ways to speak English. Only
here's
South
the thing,
African.
You can hardly tell.
But, like, is there a function where you can put on English subtitles and turn the sound off?
You know, the Australians are really good at doing the American accent now. The Hugh
they're
Jackmans.
They're all great
the
at it.
Like, yeah, so I think they should just do that all the time in Australia. If they're so good at it, just speak like that. It's better.
That's a good point.
I don't know if it's better. I enjoy it, you know, in the right places.
It's not
I didn't
bad.
Enjoy it so much in Crocodile Dundee 2. Yeah. But the first go round was pretty fun.
Have you slept with Australian girls? I don't like being called mate in bed.
Being called mate?
Mate.
Mate.
Yeah.
They don't just call
there you.
There you
go, mate. Yeah. Put it on in, mate.
And when they say no, it's really long. No.
But no means
it
yes.
It takes longer to get shot down, mate. So you don't want to try.
Yeah.
No.
You want to get a drink sometime? No. It's like a fucking didgeridoo.
Oh, speaking of drinks, though, look at that.
Jesus Christ, look at that.
Extra cocaine.
God,
did you ask him to put salt on it?
Yes.
And they put a lot on there.
Put a lot. I asked for extra.
You're going to have a heart attack before you finish that beer. And also, you're just going to sit there licking the bottle in front of all of us?
Have you licked the bottle yet?
I just brushed mine off.
Oh, really? I'll
it's like way down on the bottle. Like, you'd really have to do an aggressively, it's going to look like a porno film. Ladies, they're already yelling, lick it. They're more into that than your naked body.
Take your shirt off and lick it. Yeah, take my
take your pants off.
All right, okay.
No. Oh, I got a movie you probably haven't seen.
What happened?
Half-Baked.
It's classic.
You know I'm mad at that movie, right?
No.
Because Dave Chappelle quits weed at the end. That's like the ending is he quits weed. He winks at the camera like, I'll probably still keep smoking.
Right.
But just the fact that he says to his girlfriend that he's quitting weed, I think that's a bad message for a movie to have.
There's kids watching.
Yeah, there's kids watching. Yeah. They need to know that you shouldn't be sad that you want to smoke weed because we live in a country where drinking alcohol and killing other people is celebrated, and you can't just get high and, you know, sit in the corner and...
Little kids.
I don't need to say what I'm doing in the corner.
So, Doug, so you're pro-weed.
I'm not bothering anybody. I'm just masturbating. What's the problem?
It was a different time. That was back when weed was still scary.
A little bit.
But which one?
The 90s. Half-Baked.
That's like when...
doesn't somebody like have like a hallucinate in Half-Baked?
Yes.
It's like, that
they,
doesn't
they
happen.
Always do. They do that in
they
like...
They see Jerry Garcia.
But they did that in Tenacious D movie too, I think, when people get high and see... Or Deconstructing Harry, he's like talking to the characters in his book off weed.
Oh, yeah.
They always overdo it.
Yeah, Woody Allen doesn't know from weed.
Yeah, what does he know? What does he know from weed?
He doesn't know what's going on there.
But I thought they were setting up a sequel at the end that never happened.
Oh, really?
Fully baked.
Because she's like, you'll be back or something in the joint when he's throwing it off the bridge. And she's like,
I don't think, you know, I think it did okay initially, but I don't think it was a huge hit. I think it's like people just watched it over the years and it became like a
DVD hit.
If they made another one, I bet it would do well.
I think it would. Yeah. But Dave Chappelle seems kind of hard to pin down.
He's not a predictable fellow.
Yeah, I'd like to see him act in anything. Isn't he going to be in something soon?
Yeah, Blue Streak 2.
What?
No, I just made that up.
I'd watch that.
If only we lived in a world where studios were giving money to sequels from movies a long, long time ago. We could possibly make that happen. I don't see it happening today.
One of my favorite things about this club is when you're on stage, it's no matter what time of year you're here, it's always Christmas. I always look out at those lights and think, is it fucking December already? And then Jacob just...
You guys, you sexualized the beer, and there was like an energy in the room. And I think,
dude, you got all the salt off in one move? Jesus.
I'm pretty good. What? Slut.
Slut.
Slut. I like it.
Yeah, he swallows.
I don't like people in the audience saying stuff, but that one was good.
Yeah, well.
Slut shame.
Just, hey, slide into my DMs.
I'm going to give you one. All right, so everybody answered that. I still don't think... I'll check out Predestination. I didn't watch it between when you told me about it on Wednesday and now. Where it can be viewed? Is it available anywhere?
No, I don't know.
Like, do you think it's on Netflix, maybe?
It's on the internet somewhere. I don't know if you gotta wait for a streaming. I use one of those things that says I'm in every country. So like my Netflix is just...
Oh, this is a good idea. I'm going to tell the listeners right now by speaking into this microphone. This show's being recorded, you guys. That
you don't release this for 7 years though, right?
I like to sit on the episodes.
Yeah, right.
So you know, 7 years from now, I'm sure a lot of what we've said is gonna be fascinating historically. But write to me on Twitter if you've seen Predestination and you're hearing this episode, and you know, encourage me to check it out. Then I'll see it on Twitter and I'll remember to look for it. Because I, you know, you said it Wednesday night, and then when you said it again today, I had completely forgotten about it.
You've already forgotten about it again.
But I feel like I'm not going to like it as much as you like it.
Good. That's a good way to go into a movie, what someone suggested.
Yeah, because I'll be pleasantly surprised.
The best
surprised.
Part of showing a friend a movie is when they sit down, they're like, I know this is going to suck. And now you have 2 hours to kill.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
And they just say it sucks just because they already decided that it sucks. I decided that it's going to be okay.
Well, you're giving me the benefit.
So it should
blow your mind. Or not. I don't know. No one has faith in here.
Turn the show off now, Bert, because I'm saying it. Let the games begin! You guys have to pick a name tag. I don't envy you.
It's not
going to be easy. There's a really good Star Wars one in the corner, Jacob. But there's probably a few Star Wars ones. Any Roger Moore name tags?
Roger Moore.
All right,
so while these guys pick their name tags, we're going to go to a brief commercial break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. Get a great shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack and no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store to buy a cheap disposable razor that gave you a cheap shave, or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech you didn't need. And when I use my DSC Executive Razor with their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave. Their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter is transparent for a more precise shave, helps prevent ingrown hairs, and fights razor bumps. You too can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club. For limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver's Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of 4 cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at their regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Doug. That's dollarshaveclub.com/DOUG.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Thank you to everybody for bringing your lovely name tags. But we got these three. Mark, tell us about the one you picked.
Oh, God. Hey, hang tight. All right.
Whoa, your beer.
You were enjoying some stage donuts.
Yes, I love a good glazed. This is O'Brien, Where Art Thou? It's a nice little parody on another Coen brother. Oops, sorry there. And yeah, it's got my face on it, which is why I felt like I had to take it. And 2 bottles of booze for some reason.
Oh, do you want those bottles of booze?
Sure, if you don't.
No, I mean, you get first dibs because you're the one that picked the name tag. He bribed you with that booze, so you should have it.
I'll take the booze, then.
Yeah, I just like Tito's a lot, so if you're not into the vodka, I'll take it.
So you do want it?
No, only if you don't want it.
All right, we'll talk later.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all right. The guy.
And what's his name? The guy, Brian?
Brian.
Brian. Good job, Brian. Yeah, you just put that down on the ground there, Mark. You don't have to hang on to it the whole time.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Jacob?
I always feel bad going to the front row, but then again, you know, they worked hard to get in the front row. But I did it again for the booze. I also have booze on mine, and it's Mad Max Fury Ray, who I think you talked about in the intro of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you and Tom Hardy, the two people that started in the movie. And it says, "What a lovely ray," which is pretty. That's actually.
And it's also equipped to light up, but you didn't use the lights because you're right here in the front row. I like that. I like that.
The lights that don't light up.
You're a reasonable man.
They light up.
No, why he's just so close. Why does he need the fucking lights?
Why wouldn't he turn it on?
Because he's right in the front row.
Yeah. Like, whoa. Wow.
Why would you have it off if you bothered to put the lights on?
You still picked it, you moron.
But I mean, I picked it for the alcohol, not.
How are you all allowed to bring these signs in here with booze and battery packs?
The club knows what's going on.
It's sealed.
You know, like Val Kilmer's going to be here in a couple weeks. They're going to let a lot of wet pussies come in here.
Oh, boy.
Well, this metal detector is just for show. It doesn't do anything.
What do you got there, Dale?
I got Reservoir Robs.
Yeah, we talked to Rob beforehand. He's got a lot of Robs on there.
He thought Robert Redford was going to be here.
No, they're all Robs. They're all Robs. None, he didn't think any of them were going to be here. They're all named Rob.
No, I get
now
it.
Now do you get it?
It's just weird to put it like all their. It's a good pun and everything, but it'd be a lot better if one of them was here. I still picked it because it was up close.
Yeah, he's here.
I'm right here.
He's Rob.
I'm Rob. Right in the middle.
Oh, okay. You picked yourself. I would
so
too.
Maybe even just vaping before the show is a bad idea for you.
I just didn't
want to
go
too far.
Today
he was like,
far.
I'm just going to vape today because the other night I blanked out a lot.
It happens.
Rob's wearing a No Effects shirt, so you know he's cool.
Yeah.
No, he seems like a good guy. That's why I picked him. Yeah. I'm not shitting on him.
All right, great job.
I feel all defensive. I should repick.
I'm just hyping the fight. I'm just hyping
get those signs back.
It's a good name tag. You did great. He's going to be a great lifeline for you later, too, if we play a game where you get lifelines.
Ah, shit. My guy's gone.
Let's see what happens. No, he's probably memorizing IMDb right now. He's probably...
Oh, good.
He's probably in last-minute training to be a good lifeline.
Oh, good thinking, Brian.
Yeah, he's smart. He's in the shitter learning some stuff. Taking the shit, reading and learning.
Yeah.
All right, so... I'd like to start with a game called Purple Rain Man. He's back.
Oh, thank God.
That was a close one.
I'm going to need you probably immediately, so glad you're here.
No, that game's not for a little while. This game, you can't go to him.
Okay.
And it's going to be rough. Because Purple Rain Man, as the title suggests, is a mashup movie title.
Ah.
Purple Rain Man, of course, would star Prince and Dustin Hoffman. Purple Rain Man.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you the third build people of my mashup movie title. Then the second build, then the first build. And I'm guessing none of you will get it. But guess as often as you'd like.
It's that hard, this one?
I think it's a hard one.
Wait, so we're guessing what Prince is in?
Yes.
Yeah, just guess Prince movies. Let me save you the trouble. It's Purple Rain.
Under the Cherry Moon.
Under the Cherry Moon and Graffiti Bridge.
Wow, all right. You sure he wasn't in Little Women?
He was in a lot of Little Women, actually. And a lot of Little Men.
And some big ones.
He was all of the Oompa Loompas in Tim Burton's Wonka. All right, so... No, it's the answer is going to be two movie titles mashed together where they have a common word in the middle.
Got it.
And I'm going to tell you the actors from both, but I think this is a really tough one. We'll see what happens. Good luck. Only people on stage get a guess. And also, don't run up on stage and then guess. There's always loopholes people find. Yeah.
No one in Texas runs.
Oh.
I think I will be after the show, though.
Yeah. That's why they get guns. You don't have to run if you have a gun.
Third billing goes to the very well-known actors that go by the names Samantha Isler and Allison Sudol. Let's go to the second build.
What?
Might get easier for you, but probably not. George McKay and Catherine Waterston. She's currently starring in Alien Covenant. Yeah. And you know what a covenant is, right? It's a witch insect. I just wrote that, Dixie Riddle Cup, right now. And first billing goes to Viggo Mortensen and Eddie Redmayne. What is it, fellas? No guesses?
Wait.
I'm not even thinking about it, no.
I think I got it.
Okay, what is it?
Captain Fantastic Four.
No.
Captain Fantastic's not a movie.
It's not.
It sure is.
With Eddie Redmayne?
Captain Fantastic stars Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking of Fantastic Beasts. And
anybody else got a guess now that it's
Captain
right
Fantastic
there for the taking?
Beasts and Where to Find Them?
That's correct.
Wait, what? What was it?
You gave it to me and I didn't take it.
Captain Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, that's
Fantastic Beasts.
See, I thought that's what he was saying. I thought he was just really fucking up the Fantastic Beasts title and calling it Captain Fantastic. Wow.
You're welcome.
Cheeseman.
People suggest these to me sometimes on Twitter, and the guy or girl who suggested it to me even gave me the option of Captain Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them or Captain Fantastic Four. So, like,
I'm in the zone.
Still pretty good. Pretty good job.
Thank you, Doug.
But that Captain Fantastic was a art film that he was nominated for Best Actor, but it didn't get much attention, but it's really good.
Really good. Loved it.
It's directed by the guy who plays the bad guy on Silicon Valley. That actor.
Oh,
he directed the movie. Yeah,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good. It's got
I can't think of his character name on Silicon Valley.
T.J. Miller?
No.
Oh.
He's the de facto bad guy in that show. This is like he's the straight up villain. He's like the competition.
His character's name Gavin Belson.
That's it. Yeah.
Gavin. Yes.
No points for that. All right. So you pulled that one out, Dale Cheeseman. So you got to go first in this next game.
Yeah.
And it's a game that someone recently requested I bring back, and I thought this is the perfect day to do it. It's called How High Can You Get? We are going to bring some of the finest sativas and indicas to the stage right now, and we're going to go to town and see who wins. We're going to go to town and see the Alamo. Because for the listeners, this particular location, this beautiful comedy club, is at the airport in San Antonio, which is part of what I love about it. So it's, you could walk from there, you could get off your plane and walk over to the club and do a show.
Yeah.
It's that close. All right, so this is how this game works, you guys. I'm going to give you a type of movie, like a genre or something descriptive of a bunch of different movies. And then you have to take turns. In each round, we'll add one more word. So the first round, you have to say a movie that fits that category that's only one word in the title. Then the next round, you each have to come up with one, two, three, four, etc., and see who can get the highest. And, it's not an easy one. And just like ABCD's Nuts, I've added the element where I've written down one that I thought of for each of these, and if you match the one that I wrote, then you win the whole thing automatically. And then we move on to the next game quicker. So be good at this. That's what I'm trying to give you incentive to be good at it.
I'm not sure.
Dale's really taking this seriously.
I've won this one before. I'm fine.
Okay, he's good.
This is
And so Dale will go first, and then Jacob, and then Mark, but then we'll We'll rotate it so that a different person goes first each time. Movies with the name of a person in the title.
First one has to be.
You know, when they say the titular character.
Right.
What movie, Dale, is just one word that's just somebody's name?
That's easy.
Sure is.
No, it really is, and I'm trying to think of that goddamn one.
It's too bad there isn't a movie called Dale right now.
Oh, Dale. Yeah. Sure. No.
Close.
Yeah, there's Tucker and Dale
easy,
versus.
Mark. Oh, sorry.
It was one word, but what was
it? Yeah, we need a one word one.
Hannah.
What?
Hannah.
Okay.
The little spy kid.
Yeah.
But not the fun spy kids. The serious spy kid.
Yeah. It was played by Saoirse Ronan.
Yes.
Or whatever her name is.
Classic.
Saoirse.
Method child actor. She pretends to be a kid all the time, and it really shows on screen.
Hmm.
She's good. Jacob?
Oh, you don't reveal the one you wrote down?
Not no, totally. You all get to say one.
Oh, with one. That's right. I'm sorry. I was thinking I had to build on that. No, Rusty. Sorry. Oh, okay. Ed.
It would be over too soon if you had to. If we built
Ed
as we went along.
The Matt LeBlanc classic.
With a monkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ape. Technically.
It was an ape.
Yeah, it was a chimp.
It was a chimp or an ape?
A chimp is an ape.
Okay. Not going to argue with a scholar.
Unless you're from Texas and you don't believe in evolution, then it's all
shit! How it's dare all just, you? Why do you have to do this? This isn't wrestling.
Damn.
You don't have to be a heel.
Damn!
Don't listen to his anti-vaxxer propaganda. We know things.
All right, so do you have one, Mark?
Yes. Jack.
Right, with Robin Williams when he's like a adult man boy.
He's an Andy Milonakis.
Yeah. That was the Andy Milonakis story?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Also, it was a non-hated Bill Cosby was in that.
And also Coppola directed it, strangely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, J-Lo? That's a serious film.
Fran Drescher?
If you say so.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Aha.
Seems more like a Sophia.
All right. Well, that's good. You each got through that round. That's probably the easiest, but it's still going to be easy for a little while, I think. But for now, I went with the classic. Came up on the show recently because somebody called it the wrong thing, and I still allowed it mistakenly. Willard.
Yes.
Willard.
The rat movie.
The guy with the rats. They've made it twice. So far.
And there was another, Ben is another one-word rat movie.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben was the sequel to Willard.
Oh, Willard, it was?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the remake with Crispin Glover. Is that a remake?
That the remake with Crispin Glover was a remake of Willard, and it was also called Willard.
I didn't know there was a first Willard.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you.
I mean, IMDb. So, we start with the next person down. So, what order do we go in? Jacob gets to go first this time.
Two words?
Yeah.
Michael Clayton.
Ray can't even bear to watch.
Wait, what?
His name tag's up here. He's just going to go outside. It's like the nervous dad at...
I think the case, though.
Nervous dad at T-ball. I'll just be over by the porta-john smoking a cigarette.
I think the beer and Lunchable just hit him.
I can't watch this fucking kid strike out again. All right, two words, Jacob.
Michael Clayton.
Michael Clayton's a good one. Starring our friend George Clooney. He's been on the show many times. Mark?
TV movies don't count.
No, but there's so many movies where it's just the title of the movie is a person's name.
But it can only be two
first
words.
First and last.
It can only be two words?
That's exactly what this round is, yes.
Got it. All right.
This is the two-word round.
And obviously documentaries don't count because there's a million.
What? It can count.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's just a person's name.
If that's the name of the documentary without extra words after the colon or some shit.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right.
I didn't think you'd be out of this so quickly.
No. I just want to pick a cool one. I don't want to throw out, you know,
a cool
Michael.
One, so you can't say Mary Poppins. That's not cool.
Ooh, that would have really helped me.
Is Young Frankenstein, is that cool?
Wait, that's not two names, though.
What? It's two words. It just has to have a name in the title.
Okay. Well, that's easy.
Sure it is.
All right, you ready?
Don't help him over there. You can't be a lifeline yet. And cross your legs, sir. Those baggy shorts are distracting.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's a corn tortilla. Yeah.
Is it the San Antonio Nut Festival in the fall?
Holy hell. God almighty.
Uh-oh, Jacob's starting to drink his name tag.
Yeah. All right. Schindler's List.
Yes!
Why you gotta go there so early?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man. We just started playing.
Your face made me think of it. I was just confused about the rules. I get it now.
Yeah, you're getting it. You're getting it. Right. You get to go, Dale.
Yeah, Harry Brown.
Harry Brown?
What?
What is that?
It's a great porno.
All right, Iron Man. I'll change. Sorry.
Iron Man is one word.
What happened to
Spider-Man hyphenated?
Spider-Man's one word. That's also not his name. Incorrect. That's not a person.
Wait, but there's not a Michael.
I guess it's sort of his name.
Michael Caine's Harry Brown?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was right the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry Brown is a Michael Caine movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sure.
It's amazing. And then that'll also be my answer for you should see that if you haven't.
Greatest movie I haven't seen is Harry Brown.
A great movie you haven't seen.
Is Jackie Brown his niece?
Pretty much. It's all in the same universe. You see him at the end.
It's in the Brown universe.
Samuel Jackson opens up a trunk and Michael Caine gets out.
Okay. Mark, you're going to go first in this next one. Three words. It's got to have a name in it somewhere. It could be a first name, a last name, or both names.
All right. We're going to do a fun romp. Run, Ronnie, run.
I like it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, do you need to say one?
Huh?
Did you say one?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, for the last one?
Yeah.
Mary Riley.
Mary Riley. And what was the first one you said?
What?
What was the first one you said?
When? Oh, Willard.
Willard, got it.
Yeah.
Mark's looking for a theme. He's smart.
Okay, we need a three-word title with a name in it.
Big Mama's House?
It's Mama?
Wow.
Her name is Big Mama.
I thought it was Mark's turn to go first.
I did.
What'd you say?
Run, Ronnie, run, pothead.
Oh, shit. Forgot about it already. Okay, Big Mama's House. He does pretend to be someone named Big Mama.
We're accepting Mama as a name.
We're accepting Mama?
Really?
Yeah, judges? Well, he's like, hey, call me Big Mama, and that's what I call him.
Oh, come on.
All right, we're going with that?
This game's falling off.
If Spider-Man works, Big Mama's got to work.
Spider-Man does it?
Didn't work.
When did we say Spider-Man was working?
That was my third fallback answer.
Do you have one, Jacob?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to think
of other ones?
No, I feel like I'm sensing a theme and I'm trying to think of one that fits the...
Oh, no, don't worry about a theme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Bridget Jones.
Ray's getting a call. He might have to go into surgery.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Good
one. Very good. Very good.
For the listeners at home, Mark just touched my cock with his beard.
I went with one. We actually met this guy the other night. I went with Meet Joe Black.
Oh!
There was a Meet Joe Black name tag in the Houston show. If you haven't heard it, it's fun.
I failed Joe Black.
All right. Four words. Back to starting with Dale.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Wow! Ooh. Wait a minute. What's the name?
I think that's five words.
It's the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it's five words.
And no name!
All right.
Captain America's a person.
That's how they identify. He's a person.
I knew a guy named Captain once, actually.
You're fixating on superheroes in this game. I think you need to
relax. I'm just trying to stay alive in this game.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
All right. Should I give him another chance, or is he out? All right, one more
Mad
chance.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes, it's right there in the fucking...
there you go.
It's at your feet.
There it is.
Oh, thank God.
I can't believe no one said it on two words, Reservoir Robs. All right. Need four words out of you there, Jacob.
How about Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Come on! Does of count as a word? Because it does in the USA.
What?
US of A.
What?
You know,
we
just say, about?
We say USA.
That's not a similar conversation.
All right.
That's an acronym.
Throw it out there. Sometimes of doesn't count, but just throwing it out.
You got a four-worder?
Yeah.
Like in TV, there was Parker Lewis can't lose.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, I got it. What is that one with the this saves the world?
Mom and Dad.
What?
Mom and Dad save the world?
No, no, as a kid.
Or six.
Shush out about there.
That's I can't use that. I'll keep going anyway.
I just thought of another good one that I didn't write down.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Damn, this of is killing me.
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We got
people
this.
That are talking over there. I don't know what they're talking about, but don't say don't help. Don't help.
Robin Hood.
Ooh, Prince of Thieves, five words.
Hold on. I was gonna say Men in Tights.
You guys we're burning a lot before we get to them.
Yeah, it's all fives. A lot of fives out there.
Yeah, those will be great for these folks that make it to that round.
Oh boy. All right, here we are.
You got something?
I'm shitting. I guess I got
to right,
pull
out.
Yeah,
you're out.
First time Mark Norman's nice ever pulled out of anything.
Nice try.
You're right.
So the other two guys got him, right? You both had one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was, and I gave you sort of a clue because the TV show I was talking about was a knockoff of this movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, I just got one.
Oh, shit. What is it?
Fiddler on the Roof.
I was going to... Why?
Are you, that's your problem. You're trying too hard to think of Jewish titles.
He's a fiddler. That's what they call him. Fiddler. That's better than Spider-Man.
It's probably his last name, Fiddler. It sounds Jewish.
Fiddler.
That's like saying the fighter is a person's name. All right. Five words.
Oh, I got
starting
10 of
with
these.
Jacob goes first.
Okay, five words. Give me a sec.
Mark's out.
I got a lot of these. Just
have a donut, Mark.
Okay.
Donut break.
Yeah, sure. Give me a sec.
Who's got five? And you know you guys can think ahead on these a little bit. I mean, didn't we just say a bunch of fives?
Yeah, I can use those?
Yes, that's the idea.
Oh, sure. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
There you go.
You're welcome.
I actually was thinking of it right before you said it. Uh-huh. Nobody will ever believe you, but that's true.
Uh-huh. Dale?
I was thinking super hard about a five name title that I didn't hear y'all give any away. So I feel like an idiot, but Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion?
Wow. And the white crowd goes wild.
Jeez, man.
We did it.
No one's even sure if that's a movie.
You went from superheroes to angry black women.
Well, in a lot of ways, they're my superheroes. Yeah. So.
You want to split hairs here? Or, you know, weaves?
I went with I Love You, Philip Morris.
Mmm. I got one if you need it.
A fiver?
Yeah.
What's your fiver?
Dracula, Dead and Loving It.
Oh, that is a good one.
Good one.
Underrated. Why'd you rise up like that?
I was queefing.
Is that like a Dracula? It's like a Dracula move. It's what Dracula would do. All right. Six words starting with you, Dale.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Wow.
Back to black.
Boom. Stella got a groove black. Is that a white lady named Stella? Jacob?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That is what I wrote down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You matched.
That's what's up.
You matched it, you son of a bitch. And then for 7 words, I had Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And then 8 words, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I couldn't think of one that has 9 words or 10 words, but I came up with a good 11. Come back to the 5 and dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. And then I came up with a 14, which is, who is Harry Kellerman and why is he saying these terrible things about me? Which also, that did star Dustin Hoffman. So Jacob's the winner of that game. And since we got 3 great players and 2 of them are in a rematch situation.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. These guys went head-to-head the other night, and Jacob was not happy about the outcome.
Uh-huh.
But now I want to beat Mark because he's, like, turned out to be such an anti-Semite.
No, no. I'm a fan. I was just pointing things, the rules you're breaking.
That's what would happen, Jacob, if you won, is you would beat your rematch, and you'd also beat the anti-Semite at the same time.
Wouldn't it be terrible if we won, though? If that's how it was billed, you defending... Like,
oh, right.
And then we won?
Who? Who?
I'm just saying we're setting up a possibility for something horrible to happen.
Yes.
Big just, fan just of Just how Jews. I like it.
Big no, fan of the Jews. Just want to get that out there.
We're a big fan of you, too.
We are going to play with the 3 of you guys right now a Last Man Stanton tournament style where... You win, you know, each round you win, you get a point. First person to 2 points wins. First person eliminated in each round gets to pick which actor or actress we play in the next round. So it can get very strategic, or you can just do something dumb.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is what a lot of people, that's the route a lot of people take. And each round you get 1 lifeline, and that's, you can go to your lifeline once. And Ray for Jacob and Rob for Dale. And who's your person there, Mark?
I got Big Bri.
Brian.
Nuts,
yes, that's right, Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's a puffy taco.
Yeah, yeah. You're teamed up with one of my favorite X-Men, Testiculus.
Yeah.
He's all CGI and all balls.
Yes.
That'd be a good character for Deadpool 2. All right. I think I've explained everything, but the one thing we need is the name of an actor or actress, and I choose somebody from the internet. Someone wrote to me on Twitter who goes by the name, where is Ah Satan Ritter? Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm saying it how it's spelled, but Ah Satan is Natasha backwards. Yes. So Natasha Ritter's here. How far did you come in for the show today? How far?
Wow.
Austin. Okay. I go to Austin a lot. You could have just waited there. I appreciate you making the effort. What's it, about a 90-minute drive from Austin?
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. I think it's a great getaway. Sitting around in Austin. This place is too cool. I'm going to go hang out with the people. I'm going to go get together with some real Texans. Aw. I don't know who you're sad for. I'm calling you guys the real Texans. That's a compliment, I think.
There's a... and this is a little out of context, sorry. But there's this morning... Did you see the morning show that they have here called Great Day SA? But it's like...
Great Day SA.
It sounds fucking like Great Day SA.
Yeah.
Like, that, you guys, that's got to be on purpose, right? And it's like the host...
Did you
like,
watch Great Day SA?
I watched Great Day SA.
Oh, it was a good Great Day SA.
It was tight SA. But I was like watching the... during the hotel breakfast, and it was like... There's like a brown dude who talks like a white guy, and this white girl who talks like a Latina chick.
Mm.
And it's really like progressive and fucking...
It's actually way better than the Florida State one where they go, what's shaking, F you?
You watched that today? What day did you watch
yesterday.
That? Friday?
Yesterday morning.
So it'll be on tomorrow morning, Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the shit out of that. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Sunday.
It's probably on YouTube.
I got to fly home tomorrow. It's probably on YouTube.
Great Day SA.
I love looking up local news shows on YouTube.
Do people make, is that like a running joke here? It's got to be.
No.
I invented that, you idiots. How long has that show been on the air? You needed one Jewish comedian to come here and figure that out, that was funny? Really? Great Day SA. It's right there. It's low-hanging fruit, guys. Pick it.
Do you guys not throw donuts anymore?
You could throw a donut.
All right.
Oh, great throw, essay.
Yeah.
Why don't you try to hit something specific? Like, there's an Alamo poster over there. That's a good target. Bam!
Oh. You want to throw them all? Can I have one?
All right, you don't have to throw them all right this second.
Oh, sorry.
Oh! He threw one at Fury Ray while he's trying to look at his check. He's trying to figure out the bill. You're going to make him really
mad,
Max.
I'm trying to wake him up. I'm like, come on, dude. We got a game to play here. Our name. They haven't said our name. You mean Doug hasn't said my name yet.
Oh, that's true. We haven't picked a name yet. So he's trying to take care of some
just
business
get
here.
Get ready. Just get your game face on.
Please
make
be
sure you leave a good tip. That's what he's doing. He's leaving a good tip. Don't distract him, Jacob. And whoever wins this game can after you or every winner of each round gets to throw a donut. That way we break it up a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Finish your donut. Here we go. Natasha, who are we going to play with this first round today? I don't care. Well, let me say quickly. I don't care who it is. We're playing. It's going to happen. We're not going to reject your shitty name.
Please be a reasonable
name. If it's
a
shitty name.
It could be.
Okay, I hope it's not shitty. Tim,
right.
That's Curry.
Pretty shitty.
I like it.
That's shitty as fuck.
I like it. Well, if you think it's shitty, you if you're out first, you get to pick the next name. Mm. So,
Tim Curry, what is that, Bollywood?
What's that?
Easy Indian joke.
That was good.
Oh, thanks.
You're good at racism. I admire that in a comedian.
Well, Indians eat curry. How's it racist?
And Jews get killed in the Holocaust. That's what they do.
I mean, that's what happened.
Allegedly.
That's true.
Wait, Texas ain't buying it.
Who won the last game? Dale?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
Dale.
Didn't I?
You did?
Oh, yeah, Indiana
you did.
Jones Last Crusade.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Jacob, I'm not trying to make you lose, Jacob. Don't worry about it.
Dale is, though.
Yeah, Jacob
yeah,
gets
the
to
idea.
Go. Jacob goes first, then Mark, then me, then Dale, and whoever lasts longest, like, it's, you know the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Curry.
I'm
no, Jacob.
Legend.
Yep.
I'm going to open with legend.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you got,
move.
Mark?
Clue.
Yes. Yes.
Underrated comedy.
I'm going to say Charlie's Angels.
Wait a minute. These are all Tim Curry films,
mm-hmm.
right? I didn't know. Didn't we have to pick one with the, and then you'd switch the actor?
What?
Wait a minute.
We're just going Tim Curry until you run out.
Okay, just
you
checking.
Go to your lifeline once. And if you're first out, you get to pick the name that we do next, so you can really use that to your advantage.
All right.
What are you talking about, Jacob?
Oh, I was whispering to Ray to ask if he had some Tim Currys.
You don't need to do that. No whispering.
It's like a real advantage to picking somebody. I don't think I've ever picked somebody in the front row before. Like, he's like sitting 3 feet.
He's right there. Yeah, you guys could really just lock eyes and just run away with this thing.
He's taking notes on his knee. Like,
yeah.
Crossing them
no,
off.
Yeah, you need to ask him. He looks like he's ready. All right, whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay, Cheeseman.
Muppets Treasure Island.
Oh, very good.
I can't believe no one said it, but I'll just take the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm. Might as well take it, right?
I'm going to go. Is it me? Yeah. I'm going to go with a Home Alone Deuce, Lost in New York.
Nice. Home Alone Deuce.
I think that's about it for him. Right?
Feels like it.
Tragically cut short.
He died?
No, but actually he was playing Emperor Palpatine
he's
on the
not
Clone
dead
Wars
yet.
Series.
I don't think he acts professionally much anymore, but he did
Emperor Palpatine on the Clone Wars series not that long ago.
There you go.
Of, yeah.
Oh, I got
the,
one.
Well, the other guy, Ian, somebody died and he took over the role. Nobody cares.
Hmm. All right, let's keep it moving.
I I just picture him running around being all Tim Curry like, but we really hit some of the big ones. I'm sure I'm missing a good one, but I'm going to go ahead and tap Dale.
Three Musketeers.
Ah, there you go. Good one.
Very good. Jacob,
you have a horrible tell.
Yeah.
Can I say it?
Can you say what?
It.
Ah,
it.
Come on.
No, that's TV.
Will you take it?
That's made for television.
But it's a movie.
Made for television.
That's made for television. You fucking loser.
You've taken made for television before. We've done that before. We'll take it, Doug.
No, I don't.
We gave him fucking Captain America,
Spider-Man.
What?
Mama's House.
Mama. What? We got Mama was the name, but I can't do it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see the relation between those events.
They're both rule bendy situations.
Rule bendy? It's the name of a character in the movie, Big Mama. Whose fucking house is it? Big Mama.
That's
it's not the name of a pig.
I've never heard Doug be that black ever. That's the blackest I've ever heard you.
I'm telling you, they called him the Fiddler at some point in that movie.
They do.
Yeah, because they go, life is like a fiddler on the roof.
Yes.
So I guess his name is Fiddler.
Uh-huh. I didn't even know he was Jewish, by the way.
Yeah. But your guy is writing down a bunch of things, so you could just go to your lifeline.
Oh, right.
Well, if I use it now, though, I can't use it in subsequent rounds, right?
No, you can once each round.
Once each round. What you got?
Mary-Kate and Ashley, How the West Was Fun.
Damn. Wasn't that just like a videotape?
No, but it does prove that Ray is a pedophile.
He could probably go last week standing on just Mary-Kate and
There's
Ashley.
There's no reason for a grown-ass
man to
know
that. Trouble. New
Dale,
York
stop.
Minute.
Dale, this is my guess. Stop.
It's a good one to throw out. No one can argue that.
No one's going to say that he wasn't, so I'm right.
All right.
Well, we gotta check.
Why do you know that, though, for real?
Wait, how many people you got working for you?
Rob, start recruiting a team.
Yes, Brian.
Put together a team.
All right.
By the way, the people at Comedy Traffic School must be so confused as to what's going on in here.
This has to last 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
I'd just show, if I were teaching comedy, Comedy Traffic School, I'd just show both movies called Crash. Just back to back. They're both really fun movies.
Jacob just threw a shot to my lifeline.
I'm trying to get him drunk, so yeah, okay. I can't help you.
Whose turn is it?
All right, what do you got, Bri? Oscar!
He was in that?
Yeah, he was in Oscar with Sylvester Stallone.
I mean,
nice
he was
pull.
On, like, what was it? I don't know if it was Carson or Leno at the time, but he kept saying, it's a farce.
All right.
Oh, no, it sure is.
It was a farce.
So y'all both use your lifeline?
Yeah. What do you got, Mom?
I still don't need it. Scary Movie 2?
Ooh.
Oh.
Interesting. What wasn't there a tagline on that film?
No, that's nope. What I love about the scary movies is they just add a number and move on with their lives. They'll sit around trying to come up with some cute subtitle.
I didn't think that was in keeping with the Scream tradition.
Scream, yeah.
Because we addressed last
Scream
time
did the
show.
Same thing.
Yeah, you made a joke about it last time. On
I
show.
Did.
Yeah.
So that's
I was I was blackout drunk, Jacob. Whose turn is it?
Is it me after?
Mm-hmm.
Scary Movie 3.
No.
No idea if that's
no,
right
he's not
right.
In that.
Are you sure?
He did not. He just in and out. He's just in the one.
Okay.
I'm not even sure, but I'm saying it and no one seems to disagree.
Has anybody seen
Doesn't
Scary
seem
Movie
like
3.
He'd be in more than one of them. He wasn't in Charlie's Angels 2. Dale, and that's Full Throttle, yes, but we're not. It's not even an answer, so settle down. Dale.
I think it's Mark.
Yeah. Oh, Mark.
Transylvania 69,000.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, you almost had it. That's a
so
great.
So close.
6,200.
No.
Is it Jacob's turn?
No. But
Your turn now?
I was...
You're out?
Yeah, but can I say
okay,
the,
Dale,
no,
it's Dale's turn.
No, go ahead.
No, it's
no,
Dale's
no,
turn.
I won. He served it up.
It's Dale's turn. Mark is wrong.
Fuck.
Dale?
I have no idea what they were going for.
Maybe your lifeline knows what he's going for.
Does he?
I got one.
Wait,
he's got one.
Didn't he win?
Four rooms.
He's in that?
He is.
Is he the cartoon character running around you were talking about?
No.
That's Tim Roth.
You're thinking of Tim Roth.
Tim Roth. Yeah.
But wait, it's because of that shot he gave you, isn't
Dale,
it?
I think Dale won the round, right?
Yeah, okay. Dale won the round, everybody.
But wait, right. Can I?
What was mine?
Transylvania 6, 5,000.
Ah!
Saw in the theaters with my mom. Jeff
was
Goldblum.
He in it?
It was Jeff Goldblum. I don't remember him being right now, but it was Jeff Goldblum and Ed Blake.
Oh, yeah, I don't even think he was in it.
Yeah. I took a Hail Mary.
Just excited that you got the number wrong.
That was like, a good
I can just
though.
Imagine you calling that number all these years, and who knows who's on the other end.
But I think it was a Goldblum Gina Davis collab, and they were still doing it.
You got any out
Goldblum
there?
And Gina Davis, yeah.
And Ed Begley Jr., yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's got to be more. He's in Jumanji? Annie.
Jumanji.
Hunt for Red October is a great one.
He is? Huh.
I'd like the person who yelled Ferngully to leave. Is there more words in that title?
The Last Rainforest.
Wow. This really is the pedophilia table here. Holy shit. Yeah, well, I was a child too when I was. All right.
All right, so Dale gets a point. Mark was the first one out, so Mark gets to pick anybody he wants for us to play. Jacob was first out?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I'm going to do, Doug?
What?
Yeah, I bet you can guess.
I don't know if I can guess.
Yeah, you can. We talked about it very recently. Who am I going to guess?
Oh, Roger Moore.
No, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Is this the same game?
Yep.
Okay. Same game.
But we, switch the order around and start with Jacob, and so then it'll go to Dale, and then me, and then Mark.
Okay, I'll take an easy one off the table and do Iron Man 2.
Okay. Ah, good one.
Wrestler.
Huh?
The Wrestler.
Ah, fuck. Does Doug go?
Iron Man 2, The Wrestler.
Multiple ladies questioning the order of the... No, was that right?
What are we going to do after the show tonight? Do you guys want to go to a diner?
Whoa!
Sounds nice, actually.
That was back when he was hot. I'm going to throw one out there. A little older. Rumblefish.
I like it. Jacob?
Has Dale gone yet?
Huh?
Has Dale gone yet? Oh, okay. I can't go to the diner because I have plans with Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Later.
Wow.
Yeah? What are you going to do with him?
All right.
Harley D and the Marlboro M.
What are you going to do, Dale? He's not in any black movies.
So we're supposed to be... He's not in any Jewish movies, too, so you're in trouble.
Oh, shit.
My database
Wait,
knowledge.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Okay, Dale.
But, do we have to do cute intros for all of them?
No.
Okay. But it helps.
It does.
Crowds love it. Because I haven't done a cute intro since I escaped New York.
That's not
escaped
the right title.
New York? Well, yeah, it didn't fit for the sentence structure.
He's not
the
in
the movie's
it anyway.
Escape.
From New York, that movie he's not in.
All right, fine.
Cool.
But I failed twice. That's why. Lesson learned. Not doing that again.
All right, who's is me now?
Yeah, don't take mine, please.
I don't think I'm going to take yours. I don't think I'm going to go that too mainstream with it. The Pope of Greenwich Village.
Ooh.
Oh, I was going to do that for our friend Alexis Guerrero, his feature act, Mark's feature act this weekend. That's his favorite movie. He's in the back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. His favorite movie. All right. You ready, Spaghetti?
They don't like you, Alex. I tried to give you a shout-out.
Go, Mark.
Everybody said shit.
Al's very funny. I'm going to say 9.5 weeks.
Nice.
Yes, food porn.
What's in your fridge?
Me or you, Doug?
It's you.
It's me. Well, I'm gonna pick the movie that got me into movies, Angel Heart.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, cool lady.
That's a really
sex with me later.
It's a creepy movie. That really explains a lot.
It's a great movie. Have I told
it's a
the story?
Great creepy movie.
Have I don't. There's a short story.
Yeah, we don't have time for even a.
I'll tell you later, lady.
We don't have time for an allegedly short story.
It was just a good movie. I was very into it.
Dale.
I think Dale's out.
Damn it.
Wait, what?
Rob, what do you got?
Oh, yeah.
He's out!
What do you mean? Why are you asking your lifeline if you're out?
Because I thought you just brought me back in.
But it's fine.
You were out already?
Yeah, I did not. I lost right. Escape New York because I had hubris.
That's right.
All right, so Dale is out. I'm going to say Sin City.
Come on! Sin City 2 Electric Boogaloo. No. All right, I'm going to go to my lifey.
Wild Orchids?
Wow. No, nicely done, Bri. Wild
what
Orchids.
Do you call it? What do you call it, Mark?
Huh?
You got to give us the correct title.
Oh, God.
What is it?
The Wild Orchids.
Oh, you want to add a the to it?
No. Wild Orchids, that crazy
flower. What else
flower.
Do you want to do to it? What else do you want to do besides taking away the the?
This is bordering on Cheeseman-esque.
What else do I want to do to it?
You're really worried about him winning?
Yeah, no. he's got to win. He's a stickler. The Wild Orchids.
All right, you're out.
What is it?
The title is Wild Orchids.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
That's what I said in the beginning.
Singular.
Check the tape. Yeah.
No, you never said Wild Orchid.
Ah, shit.
So that was your answer?
Good try, fellas.
Brian. Jacob?
Oh, I got, but do you want to just, I mean,
that
I
was your answer?
No, that was his answer. No.
No, he got it wrong. But, and no, then but, you can steal by saying it correctly.
No, but I already won, but should we keep going?
Oh.
But should I keep going?
Yeah, I'm still in it.
Let's me and you do it.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah, you didn't already win shit.
Yes, I did, because you can't win. I already beat these guys.
Also, you
win the point, but you're still not going to beat me.
Oh, no, let's do it. Okay, let's do that. Oh, shit. Shit got real. Did you guys catch that? You guys, okay. I'll take Wild Orchid then. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Let's finish this, Doug.
I mean, you'll probably win because it was your idea. But
yes, your
I
idea.
I've beat you at Mickey Rourke twice, so this is
whoa.
Your,
okay.
Once off. Awesome.
So you'll probably win again. So let's just get this over with.
Okay.
Body heat.
Yeah, okay. Baby.
I'm gonna go with Johnny Handsome.
Okay, I'm out. So Jacob has a point, Dale has a point.
And I get to pick the next round.
That could have gone a lot further, but you did that for time, because we could have gone a lot further.
Yeah, we got, you know, we got to finish this thing up.
Yeah, but you know, yeah. Doug knows a lot more,
you know,
than that, yeah.
There's weed waiting on me.
Yeah. And I get to pick and start the next
mm-hmm.
round. All right.
Pick and start.
You're going to call this Cheeseman tomfoolery. Bob Barker.
Oh, I like it.
Come on.
Happy Gilmore.
1 point for Dale. He's our winner.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that really how you want to win this really? Thing?
All right, David Arquette.
And that's what I thought he was going to do. That's what I thought he was going to do.
David Arquette, Scream.
Wait, but that's kind of brilliant, the Bob Barker play.
Like, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, he
but
wins.
I just got shit for
he
my
wins.
Brilliance.
As a DLM fan, that's like, that's a.
You fun. Talked him out of the win, because that's a win if you do
oh,
that.
Oh, is this the last round?
Well,
this
last, he first would have two points. I would have won.
He's already got a point. He
so
says,
just
Bob
put
Barker,
another asterisk
Happy
next
Gilmore.
To this one.
You guys sit there like a couple of thumbs, and then he's the winner of the whole thing.
Hey, thumbs
and
are
he's
very...
And he's not doing it.
Thumbs are very useful.
David Arquette, Scream.
I hate this.
Jacob.
I hate this. Scream 2. Cheeseman's got
Scream
this.
Scream 3.
You say it's Scream 3? I'll go Scream 4.
Eight-legged freaks.
What a cunt.
He knows it's David Arquette.
We know he does. He's not fucking around with David Arquette. God damn it. Fuck.
I know it deep.
That's it? You don't have any more, Jacob?
I don't know. I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble.
Oh,
ready
yes.
to rumble, yes.
That's right.
Excellent. Awesome movie. Mark, you going to your lifeline?
Well, I think they're clueless as well. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Yeah, all right, shut up. Do you have
JFK,
one there?
JFK's
yeah,
never
cheesy?
I got a few.
You got a few?
Yeah, this was his
he's
idea.
Not he's not lying.
He's playing strategically.
That was.
I didn't know if he was...
Like, I hate to lose, but that was brilliant, actually.
Hey, Vay, big Arquette.
Well, now you want to get all Jewish with the way Vay.
Oh, yeah.
It's too late.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I don't see religion. Let's see. David R. is in Chips.
Something called Chimps?
Never been kissed.
Yes.
That's good.
But that was your lifeline, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear.
T-spot run.
Just to be clear, he used his lifeline.
Oh, yeah. Now it's my turn. I tap. Dale, C-spot run.
Back to you, Jacob.
Good job, guys.
This is really what it comes down to.
It really does.
Cleaning up a little bit.
All right.
I made a mess. I made a big mess today. Salt and beer. And
keep that Tito's, Doug.
Take.
All right. No, no, you kicked Tito's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Cheeseman. And you probably have like 7.
I just really want to go to LA.
You probably have like 7. Come on. You can stay with me if you go. Stay on my couch if you come to LA.
You don't win a trip to LA.
But if you fly yourself,
you'd have to be
I'm
going
setting
there
up
anyway.
A GoFundMe after this show.
If you really get there, you
there's
can
enough
stay on my
people
couch.
Here.
Fucking David Arquette. What the fuck?
Mm-mm-mm.
I know, it's tough.
It's tough. Oh, yeah. Can I have another donut? Doug dropped his bong for the people at home.
Jeez, but how many do you have?
3, but I might come up with a few more.
3? I don't. If people haven't listened to the Houston show, this was like...
I don't know how you're going to pull out another one.
There's no way.
Yeah, so you're out?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, he's out. Dale?
He doesn't need it.
We're out. Yeah, but the let's hear it anyway.
The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl 3D. Never Die Alone. And, I had a third one. Rob.
What?
What?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Nice.
He was in the film.
He's in the movie, Buffy the
yeah,
Vampire Slayer?
Yeah, he's the friend of Pike.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, we were gold.
You picked a good guy there. He knows his
yeah.
shit.
Well, we had a lovely time together today.
Wait, it's over? I didn't get to pick a guy.
Dale, what?
I never got to do a guy.
I know, because you have to be first out of a round. You played too well.
Well, it's my flaw.
Yeah. Dale Cheeseman is our winner!
Thanks, everybody. Sorry.
That's a legitimate win. That's a legitimate win. Great job. You should have just done Bob Barker. I mean, that was brilliant, I thought.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it would have been quicker, too. You guys want to plug anything? Mark Norman, what do you got to plug?
Hey, check out my website, marknormancomedy.com. I'm coming all over the country. That sounded weird. my podcast called Tuesdays with Stories. It's a fun pod. And come see me live for the folks at home. And I'm here all weekend, goddammit, so show up, please.
Yeah, come back tonight. Oh, and tomorrow night as well?
Yeah, 2 shows
tonight. Oh, tomorrow night is, it's Memorial Day Monday, so tomorrow night's going to be like a Saturday.
Yeah, get hammered.
Yeah, it'll be a fun night to come out and see you. Hopefully we'll get this posted so some people will come out. And Jacob Siroff, what do you got going on?
Check out marknorman.com. Mark's offered me to co-headline all his dates for the rest of the year, so that's pretty cool. We'll be doing that. And watch Comedy Knockout on True TV and look at old episodes of Problematic on Comedy Central's. Wherever you can find that, because I wrote on those
old
shows.
Episodes of that
show. Yeah, and I got like some Doug stuff coming up that I can't promote. So go to a Doug thing.
We've got Doug stuff coming up.
Yeah, but I can't promote it because you're very secretive. So I'll be at some of those things.
He's gonna be at some of my shows, you guys.
Check it out, SA.
You're gonna have to guess. If you don't like him, you just have to guess which ones. Work that out.
By the way, I don't want to be a sore loser because I was really bummed about Dale's win last time, and that was a really good win today. Well played.
I will be a sore winner. Get that hand away from me.
No, no, no. Come on. Don't be that guy. So good job. Good job, Cheeseman.
Yeah, excellent job. Rob, come get your prize bag, dude. Come on up here.
Yeah, Robbie!
Do you want your name tag back?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead and grab that too. Would you like a water out of the bucket or a donut out of the box? You're good? All right.
You
thanks, dude.
Wait,
you want him to sign it?
Congratulations.
I say
yeah, well, I'll sign it for you. Go ahead. get it going, guys. Yeah, but you can sit down. You don't have to stand there. I meant that. I was trying to be nice. Sit the fuck down, Rob. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, come on with that now.
What's happening? Are you guys writing terrible? I hated like the guy that would draw a penis in your yearbook. And then your fucking mother would see it and get all horny.
There you go, Cheesy. You gotta put like a big block of cheese as your...
Come on, Cheese Man.
Yeah, we're superhero ever.
Get it together.
I've been running from that part of my life. And I'm not gonna break it here for y'all.
When you say running, we're being metaphorical, I assume.
Right. Okay.
Dad bod without kids.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's not sore at all about the loss.
I'm really not. No, that's just my comedic brand. I'm actually very happy for it. That was a bullshit brand. I told you I came here to lose fair and square, and I did that.
Did you get your plugs in, Dale?
No, I'm going to be headlining a show in Houston, Texas next Friday called Drafts and Laughs. It's at Eighth Wonder Brewery. And then the week after that, June 10th, I'll be in Austin headlining Sure Thing.
All right.
So that one girl that's here, maybe make a shorter drive and come see me. That'd be fine.
One more round of applause for all of my guests, Mark Norman, Jacob Siroff, and Dale Cheeseman. Look at me, guys. Boom, that's a photo. That's a sexy photo. Thank you to LOL Comedy and to all you guys for coming out this Saturday afternoon. And I'll see you guys in December. And as always, Apollo Romo cats are a shithead. Does that make sense to anyone? What? What? Apollo Romo and cats are shitheads. You have issues with cats and a person named Apollo Romo? Okay. Some real negativity on these shitheads. Because the other one says, Kellyanne Conway and Jacob Siroff are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.